It's 8:45 on a midweek Wednesday morning here on Chasm Radio. 39 degrees and cloudy skies. And this week we are taking time in memory of Cliff Mitchell, who passed away last week, and sharing stories and memories. And I thought one of the best ways to do so is to do so with other farm broadcasters from all around the nation. We've had some great conversation, sharing of memories and stories here in the last few days. And this morning, Tom Stever joining us, farm broadcaster with the Brownfield Ag News Network. And here on Chasm Radio, you hear Tom. And Tom also passed president, National Association of Farm Broadcasting in 2012. And Tom joining us from Columbia, Missouri this morning. Tom, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Joe. Thank you so much. I appreciate being asked to be a part of this tribute to Cliff.
And just look back at your history, Tom. Do you have any early memories of Cliff in regards to NEFB or just in general from years ago?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. I first had communication with Cliff when he was going to become a member of the National Association, at that time, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. And I heard your conversation with Ken Root. At that time, Ken Root chaired the membership committee, and I was on that membership committee as a regional officer in the NAFB back at that time. And like Ken shared, it was there was a bit of controversy. Actually, every time that someone applied to be a member, but there was a bit of controversy in making him a member. And we reviewed his application and really could see every reason why Cliff should be a member. And he was he was made a member of the NAFB. And from that point on, I've known Cliff and had the pleasure of knowing him quite well. As a matter of fact, he would hand me a business card in the evening, and it would have his room number on it. And he would say, "Could you come by early in the morning? I'd like to have you be a guest on my radio program on Aunt Sarah's Party Line." And that was, and from that point on, I had several invitations to be part of that. So we'd go to the room early in the morning and actually stand in line among other farm broadcasters to take a turn at Cliff's mic. And you've posted some photos that are really nice memories of all of this, because we'd all be fed cookies by his wife Ellie, and it'd be a pleasure just waiting in line to be on his radio program. But those are the memories that I have. And of course, I want to point out too that Cliff was actually very much in service to NAFB, because he would volunteer to be the auctioneer at our foundation auctions in Kansas City every November. So he was that was another way that everybody got to know Cliff. So Cliff was quite a personality, quite a good one at that. It was a pleasure knowing him.
Tom, when it came to the interview process, were you ever truly comfortable or aware on what kind of questions were coming your way?
Well, I didn't quite know what to expect. No one did. And we'd get at the mic, and from then on it was Cliff's show. And he just would quiz you about stuff. You know, he'd ask how the crops were, but then it would be very far-ranging from that. He would ask about the family. He would ask about, you know, what we had talked about last when we were together. And he always knew some personal thing about you. Some of the meetings I would actually fly to, and so he'd ask me about that. And some of the meetings I played in a band, and so he'd ask me about that. And he'd ask me how I'd gotten in this business, and why I had gotten in this business, and how things were going in that regard. So it was always quite a wide-ranging interview, and And Cliff just—he was masterful at getting information out of people. So it was a pleasure, always a pleasure talking to him.
Tom Stever joining us with Brownfield Ag News, as you hear Tom here on Chasm Radio. And Tom, too, over the years, too, I've just really realized, you know, I grew up 2 miles down the road, so I didn't know there were any other farm broadcasters. I thought it was just Cliff, and that was it. And in the travels and the meetings and the relationships I built, I've realized his national reach he had as far as impact on ag broadcasting.
Yeah, his reach was far beyond KASM. And it was because, again, he became well known. He was a huge personality. He had this booming radio voice, auctioneer radio voice, so people could tell when he was in the room. And he kind of commanded a room by being very friendly, being very outgoing and inquisitive. And just being a huge personality, which reminds me, before we go any further, Joe, I want to express my appreciation. The relationship that we have with Chasm Radio and Brownfield Ag News, it's just a pleasure to have you be a partner in this, and so we're very grateful for that. It's a pleasure to be serving your radio station that way.
Tom, are there any stories or one instance that really sticks out or a funny matter you remember from just your goings-on with Cliff at all in past years?
Well, I would say, you know, they all seem to, none of them stand out in that they're all remarkable. It was just that way. I will have to say this. I'll point out one story, and this is when I was with the American Farm Bureau Federation. The American Farm Bureau Federation has and does have a booth at the Trade Talk, at NAFB Trade Talk, which is a huge event that takes place every fall at our annual convention. And while I was a staff member at the Farm Bureau, I would be one of those at the booth. And really my purpose at the booth was simply to facilitate interviews with the person that we'd have an economist or maybe the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation or a policy person there. And it was simply my purpose to talk to farm broadcasters going by because I was familiar with them, having been a farm broadcaster myself. But but when Cliff came along and I said, Cliff, who would you like to talk to? Because we usually had a couple of people from Farm Bureau who were regular spokespeople for Farm Bureau, and Cliff said, I would just soon talk to you if I can. And so I said, well, I guess that's okay. And so I just stepped aside and did an interview with Cliff. It was usually not my practice to do the interview. It was my practice just to get to arrange an interview between a Farm Bureau spokesman and the farm broadcaster. And wisely so, that's who they came to talk to. But Cliff said, he just took me aside. I want to talk to you. So that was one instance where, and it might have happened even more than once, but that's how Cliff was. Very personable. Loved to talk to people, loved to get to know people, and did so in the way he interviewed people.
Tom Stever joining us with our Brownfield Ag News. Tom, I appreciate your time once again as you're on the road here this morning. Thanks for sharing your stories, your memories, as we send our thoughts out to the Mitchell family, okay?
I also extend my sympathies to everyone at Chasm Radio because of the relationship that they have had with Cliff. And, of course, to Miss Ellie, too, and the rest of Cliff's family. And I know he was very close to all of you and to all of his family. So my sympathies to you, and may he rest in peace.
All right, Tom. Thanks again. We appreciate your time this morning. Tom Stever joining us with the Brownfield Ag News Network here on Chasm Radio as we take time and share stories and a few memories from Cliff's fellow farm broadcasters over the years here on Chasm Radio.